This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. While public health officials are urging Americans to hold more muted celebrations this Independence Day, given the spike in coronavirus cases, President Donald Trump is going in the opposite direction. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
After a rally and fireworks display at Mount Rushmore Friday night,
this has been a great honor.
President Trump is planning to go big in the nation's capital. The celebration will include a military flyover and fireworks display expected to draw thousands to the National Mall. The Interior Department says it will hand out 300,000 face coverings to spectators. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has confirmed that Kimberly Guilfoyle, a top fundraiser for the campaign and the girlfriend of Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. Both Guilfoyle and Trump Jr. have canceled public events and are isolating themselves. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pubs in England reopened on Saturday for the first time since late March, bringing cheer to drinkers and the industry, but fears of public disorder and fresh coronavirus cases. Pub customer Blair Sanderson says, although it's nice to be back at a pub, it's not a big deal.
It's great. It's just, you know, outside, it's a change. But I guess we all got used to drinking at home, so the changes will be afoot, I think.
The move is part of a wider government plan to relaunch the hospitality, tourism, and culture sectors and help the British economy recover from more than 3 months of lockdown. Britain has had some 44,000 deaths in the outbreak, the third highest in the world, and concern remains about a second spike of infections as the lockdown is eased. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia has reimposed restrictions on more than 200,000 people following several new coronavirus outbreaks. Residents in Sagria will not be allowed to leave the area, but will not have to stay at home as they had to in Spain's original lockdown. Regional health authorities' data showed there were more than 3,700 cases in the region on Friday, up from 3,500 the day before. Catalonia is one of the hardest hit parts of Spain with almost 73,000 cases of coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has paid tribute to the elderly, who she said have faced particular hardship and loneliness in recent months because of the restrictions imposed to curb the coronavirus pandemic. In her weekly video address Saturday, Merkel thanked older Germans for accepting the necessary limits on social contacts, saying that the most painful thing was surely not to be able to see children and grandchildren for many weeks. Like elsewhere, the elderly have been particularly hard hit by the pandemic in Germany, with numerous deadly outbreaks occurring in nursing homes. Germany has so far recorded more than 190,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with more than 9,000 deaths. It has started testing asymptomatic people in care homes in an effort to detect any new outbreaks before they spread. Merkel urged Germans to help protect the elderly by respecting distancing rules in public. A fire broke out at a power station in southwestern Iran Saturday, the latest in a string of fires and explosions in the country recently. A spokesman for the state-run power company said the fire affected a transformer in the city of Ahvaz. He said firefighters put out the blaze and power was later restored to residents. On Thursday, a fire broke out at Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, but officials said no operations were affected. On Tuesday, 19 people were killed in an explosion at a medical clinic north of the capital, Tehran. Officials said a gas leak caused that blast. Heavy rain in southern Japan has triggered flooding and mudslides, leaving more than a dozen people presumed dead, about 10 missing, and dozens stranded on rooftops waiting to be rescued. More than 75,000 residents in the prefectures of Kumamoto and Kagoshima were urged to evacuate following pounding rains overnight. The evacuation was not mandatory, and it was not known how many actually fled. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says about 10,000 troops are being mobilized to help. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.